And while the economy has been quite up and down of late, one group that is looking forward to a very big future apparently is wool farmers. And we're joined by Rabobank agricultural analyst Denis Vojnashensky. Denis, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What can wool farmers look forward to and why are they looking forward to it?
So the big picture story here is that we forecast the Eastern Market Indicator, and we're forecasting that to trade around 7% higher on average in 2022 versus 2021. And in terms of numerical values, that's between 1350 and 1500 pence per kilo. Now, the biggest factor that we see driving wool prices is wool and suit imports, which have started to recover significantly in key markets for the U.S. and France. France, which is reflective of what's happening in the European Union, during the main parts of the pandemic, so early 2021, late 2020, we saw wool and suit imports fall by up to 80% compared to pre-pandemic levels. Now, though, moving towards the end of last year, France actually recovered to exactly what it was in 2019 in the equivalent October month. And in the U.S., we actually saw only 26% below pre-pandemic levels in terms of U.S. woolen suit imports. Now, while that is a positive, there are some factors we have to watch. One of them is that we're starting to see interest rates rise around the world. And in the two largest markets, the U.S. and China, we're already starting to see consumer confidence start to ease. And what that means is that if consumers are less confident, they're likely to spend less. And things like retail apparel sales are also likely, at least not to grow as much as they have last year. Last year, we saw a massive recovery. 18% above pre-pandemic levels was retail apparel sales in the U.S. That might start easing this year. The last two factors to watch is that cotton prices, they're likely to ease as we move through the year and especially towards the end of 2020. And lastly, wool production, because of the great seasons in Australia, especially on the East Coast, is starting to improve. So the Australian Wool Forecasting Committee is forecasting an 8% rise in production in the 2021-22 marketing year. And as we all know, when production rises, typically prices tend to decline.
Speaking this morning with Denis Vojnashensky, the Rabobank agricultural analyst, about wool prices and the outlook for the forthcoming year. And Denis, when it does come to those suit sales, as you say, because people are returning to work, suit sales will be going up. But because of the easing of cotton prices, is the easing of cotton prices going to allow wool prices to stay up a little bit more than anticipated?
I think for cotton, there's a lot of uses apart from suits, which might, okay, so for example, there might be less shirts being bought that aren't absolutely required, whereas for wool, a large demand center for wool is those suits. And even if consumers feel a little bit less confident, don't want to spend money on things they don't absolutely require, if they're heading back to the office, they're going to require new suits. And that's where my theory is that that demand's going to continue growing. That trend of recovering woolen suit imports is also going to continue and support wool prices.
So really, you've got sort of a push and pull factor here with the increase in wool prices being encouraged by people returning to work. But if too many people return to work, then interest rates go up, and then that might discourage people from buying more suits, which might encourage more people to stay home. So there's a real push-pull factor here. Is that right?
Well, that logic definitely makes sense. I think regardless of when people head back to the office or not, interest rates are still going to rise. There are large external factors that are going to make central banks do that. So interest rates are, well, based on what the central banks are saying overseas and even here, interest rates are going to rise, despite what's happening with, for example, the wool market.
So when it does come to the outlook for the next year, despite all those different factors, wool farmers can look forward to a pretty good year.
Yes, but with a caveat. So if we look at the fine microns and the mid microns, those are the ones that are going to be going into suits. But if we look at the coarser micron wools, there are some a bit more gray, stormy clouds around that. So there's two reasons for that. One is that since we have good seasons, the wool clip in general is going to be a little bit coarser this year, and that means more supply of the coarser wools. And on the demand side, speaking to people in the trade and in China, they're saying that some of the uses for that coarser wool, the end product demand just isn't there at the moment. And maybe as we move out of COVID and China moves out of COVID, that demand might start recovering. So for things like overcoats or just other products that require that coarser wool, as we move out of COVID and they churn through the stocks they already have, then maybe we'll see support for coarser wool, but not at the moment.
So if you do have those finer wool stocks on hand, looking forward to a good year, the coarser wool, maybe not such a great year, but still something to look forward to nonetheless. Rabobank agricultural analyst Denis Vojnashensky, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith.